For our scripture today, we're going to turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 5 through 10. Genesis chapter 6, 5 through 10. If you are endeavoring to read through the Bible or have started, you probably at least read through this. And but even if you haven't, you're probably familiar with at least some aspects of the story. This is where we start learning about Noah. Learning about Noah. So Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 10. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. The Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God, and Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And God has blessing to the reading of his word. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. When you will look at verse 9, it talks about Noah. And it says that he was perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. The translator's notes, we're using the New King James Version, you might see that in a minute, that when it says he was perfect in his generation, he's blameless or having integrity. Noah was amidst the generation or people that all they were doing was thinking about evil continually. The imagination of their hearts, they were lacking, it would seem, those things that Noah had. And God was going to destroy it all. But Noah found grace in the eye of the Lord. Noah was blameless. Noah walked with God. Well, that's a very positive thing to say, that you walk with God. That means you follow God. And so Noah followed God. And in the midst of all the evil that was around and all the judgment that God wanted to place on that evil, and he wanted to purge, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. As we walk through life and as we encounter various people, there is evil in the world. And you might feel somewhat isolated. Remember, Elijah the prophet felt isolated because he didn't think anybody else was following God, but God said, I got some that are reserved. But Noah and his family were isolated, and maybe that's in your isolation and following God. It might just be you. It might be you and your family. But there's this isolation, and there's this evil everywhere, it seems, around you. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And out of everybody doing evil across the whole world and God wanted to destroy, he still saw Noah. And God still sees you. And God still cares about you. And the importance of that you're walking with God, God sees that in the midst of that turmoil, and in the midst of the challenges, God had Noah prepare an ark. Noah was preparing the ark because God was going to cause this mighty flood. I don't know that there were floods before this time, and I don't know that there had been rain either. Because the water would come up from below the earth, and there was a firmament above and below. And God separated it, if you look into the earlier parts of Genesis. and at creation. So you think about it, God has given Noah this assignment to help save him and to save the animals, two by two. Some, there were a few more, were the clean animals, and we won't get into those particulars. But to save him and his family, he has to build an ark. But God saw Noah, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah walked with God. God provided a means of protection in the midst of the judgment of others. And sometimes the evil of others affects us. And sometimes it causes us discomfort, and sometimes we feel some of that pain. And although Noah had to go through this, God was helping him and instructed him on building an ark so that he could be delivered from the turmoil. He gave him instructions on this is what you need to do to be protected from what's coming. God sees us. God knows that. I doubt that Noah had seen an ark before. And what God was asking him to do and to take care of these animals and his family and what God had planned, but Noah did it. And sometimes we don't know how we're going to get out of the calamity we're in. We don't know how we're going to get out of the situation we are in, but God in his wisdom can instruct us in what we need to do. And if we are obedient in faith, he can help us build an ark that will preserve us through the tumultuous time that's in front of us. And even though we might not get out of experiencing the turmoil that others have caused us to have, God makes a way, and he tells us what we need to do. And as we patiently follow his instructions, and it took Noah some time with his family to build this ark. And if you think about, people have talked about the ridicule on things as they would look to Noah and, what are you doing building this ark? Well, there's going to be a flood. What is it talking about? There's going to be this flood's coming. God's going to cause it to rain, but maybe they haven't seen the rain. Because he's going to open up in heavens. And the water's going to come up and it's going to lift this ark up and protect them. And scripture tells us in some commentaries I looked at, talked about, they were in that ark for like a year. It was a year before they were through to deliverance. And so it might take some time to get through the challenge that you're in. But it's a challenge that you didn't cause. It's others that caused it. But God is there and there to instruct you on how to get out of it, how to work through it. And if you follow him, and you might not understand all the consequences, all understand what this rain thing is or how things are going to happen, but God will instruct you, and as you patiently obey him, and as you get in the ark and you ride through the storm, you'll be delivered on the other side. But you have to have faith. And people aren't going to understand what you're doing. People are going to maybe tell what you're doing is foolish. That you mean to change what you're doing and where you're going, but you're like, I'm where God wants me to be, and so I'm going to stay where God wants me to be. And if I'm where God wants me to be, he's going to see me through the storm. Doesn't mean that I just get to sit back and do nothing. God might say you need to read a little bit more in the Word. You might need to pray a little bit more. You might need to change some ways you do things. But he sees you, you're not isolated, you're not alone. And he's going to instruct you, and if you're obedient and as you're faithful, be prepared, the storm's going to come that he's prepared you for. But you're going to be able to ride out that storm as you're obedient to God and do what he asks you to do. Because if he tells you, do this and I will, then follow through on his instructions and he will fulfill his promise. I don't know what situation that you are facing today, what uncertainty you might have. And there might be this turmoil around you, and the only way for that situation to be resolved is through more turmoil. Because God needs to do a purging. He wants to do a correcting. And that's going to cause you some discomfort. Because even though you're in the ark, the storm is outside, you're going to be banged around in the storm, as it were. Can you imagine being in an ark? And maybe, I don't know that we have, I don't think there's any submariners here that have been under the water or stuck in a spot. But can you imagine being in the ark for a year? I don't know that, as I read the scripture, there weren't that many windows in this ark. Kind of guess like living in a basement without windows that you can see out. And not being able to go anywhere for a year. And can you imagine? Unless, by the grace of God, they did something for all that manure and those animals, it probably smelled. I don't know what it smelled like, but there would have been just some discomfort and some uneasiness. And they've got to feed all those animals and care for all those animals and maintain themselves, and they're traveling to who knows where. There's some unsurety sometime in the storms of life. But if we know God is the one that put this in this ark, because it says God shut the door. But the time will come when God will see us through. And that ark rests safely, and they were able to come out of that storm and out of that difficulty. And others didn't survive the storm. Others had challenges through the storm, but for those in the ark, God provided. He provided deliverance. And from them, God multiplied them and populated the earth. Are you in a storm? Maybe a storm it's like you've never seen before. You hope you never see again. Or maybe you know the storm's coming. Look past and through the storm, that you have to prepare for the storm, just like we prepared for sub-zero weather or for a blizzard or some heavy rains or whatever it might be. You prepare so you can go through the storm. Your goal is not just to get in the storm, but you prepare to go through the storm. And as God prepares you and instructs you and you're obedient to go through the storm, on the other side of the storm, God is still there. God is still there. So God's with you with every phase that you're in the preparing for the storm that's coming. While you're in the midst of the storm, and they bring you out after the storm, and He's still there. You may not see Him. You may feel like you're isolated inside of this ark, and you want to get out. In due time, God will bring you through the storm. So, take heart, be encouraged. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God sees you. God cares about you. And scriptures, and there's a song that goes, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I don't know what's the way. I don't know what the result, but I know that God will work it out, that He cares for me, that I can trust in Him. So may you be encouraged as you're coming through the cold, dark sections of winter and you feel like you're in such isolation. You know, it's not too far. The spring will be here. It's not too far that Easter will be coming. And as they say, as the darkness of the Christ crucifixion came on Friday, Easter's coming, Sunday's coming, deliverance is coming. For through God's grace, we can have the forgiveness of sins, we can have the cleansing of our heart, and we can spend eternity in heaven. And we can walk this life with the Holy Spirit walking alongside us. So take heart. God has an ark for you. Rejoice in that and trust in Him. Let's be standing together. Lord Jesus, I pray that we may take heart today. For some might be going through a storm. It might be through job. It might be through finances. It might be through health. It might be through family. It might be spiritually related. It could be all of those things. But Lord, may we seek Your face. May we continue in our walk with You, and may You provide us an ark. May You provide us the instruction to prepare for that storm, to build the ark. May You walk through us through the storm, and in that isolation, we feel all alone, but as You're cleaning things up, You're keeping us separated from the worst of it. May we endure, trusting in You, and may You bring us out on the other side of this storm. And may we continue to be faithful and hope in You. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.